الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تدعوا ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. As we come now to the end of Ramadan and the beginning of the time after Ramadan, post Ramadan, and many of our friends ask also, and it is a concern that we were making our amal in Ramadan, but after Ramadan, then when we are faced with challenges, we become weak. That should not be the case. We should become so strong that we don't get influenced by the environment outside, but we influence our environment outside. On one occasion, one buzur, great buzur, like ordinary, just simple clothing, in a place called Ajrara, which is in the districts of Muzaffarnagar near Deoban, so in that area. And at that time, maybe 50, 80 years ago, it was a small little village, maybe it's a town now. But anyway, this person came and he made Maghrib Namaz. So the local people saw he had some outsider. And in a small village, there are no shops, no hotels where you can go and eat. So one person came and offered him to come for meals, which is common, which is natural. There's somebody from outside and there is no arrangement for food, so invite him. So he said, don't worry about me, I'm all right. So he insisted, persisted. Then he asked him that, what is your occupation? So he said, I'm a doctor, medical doctor. So he said, do you do some type of business? Like, for example, now also doctors complain from the claim from the medical aid which is not due to them. So something like that, do you do that which is common in your practice? So he said, yeah, I do that. So he said, now you tell me yourself, how can I eat your food then? So he went away. Then a businessman came, a small shop he had there. So he came, he offered him. So he asked him, when he insisted also, he told him, I'm just making my namaz and I'm finished and I'm carrying on. Don't worry about me, I'm all right. But when he persisted, he asked, what do you do? I got a shop. And common some transactions, which even today business people do. Like, for example, they take lay-bys, and if the person doesn't come, then they put it in their money. Some whatever it is like that. So he said, yes, I do. So he said, now tell me, how can I eat your food? Then a farmer came. And he offered also food. Again, the same whole lengthy process. And he asked him, do you do this transaction that when the fruit comes on the tree and before it is ripened, which is common also with the farmers, they sell off that crop. And it's not permissible according to Sharia. In fact, one of our buzurgs in Deoban, that it was common this practice that the crops, they sell them off before time. So he never ate any of the salan, because that is used in the curry. So he never ate it whole life. He said, this is doubtful. This we can't eat. So he said, you do that business? He said, yes, now you tell me, can I eat? So the news went around in the village that such a big buzurg, very parizgar, very muttaqi, doesn't eat our food. So Isha time they went, they told him that, now tell us how to correct our matters. We are doing everything wrong. So he showed them all the solutions. And other matters, he referred it to the muftis. And after clearing up all the matter, he said, now bring your food, I'll also eat. We all sit and eat. So all brought, they sat and ate. Then it was late at night, so they all went home. And they said that now we realize our income is not right. So all our ibadat is not right. All our generosity, our sadaqah lillah is not right. Nothing is right. So we must sit with this man and get all our things straight, cleared out. When they went Fajr, he was missing. They asked the Muazzin, they said he had two sheets with him. One he put at the bottom, one he covered himself, and he slept for a little while. He got up, made his tahajjud, wrapped up his sheets, and he went away. But this left them with a worry. And then that they corrected all their matters.
And one man corrected the whole town. And they became all righteous and pious. So like that in this Ramadan, if we can become like that. And wherever we go, we also influence the people. We don't get influenced by them. And we understand that how can we have doubtful food. Everyone understands we are very lenient and compromising when it comes to deen. But when it comes to dunya's matters, even our children, I want this kind jeans, it must be this kind. I want this kind t-shirt, it must be like this. No compromise in it whatsoever. In fact, it must be bought at this shop also. Upmarket shops, etc. But when it comes to deen, we just compromise. So anyway, now that we are here, and how we spend our Ramadan, that will show out now after Ramadan. Our buzurgs have written, it's not for us to look after our condition after Ramadan. It is for us to look after our amal in Ramadan. If we did them properly with sincerity, the natural effect, just like Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, said, if a person eats doubtful haram food, you don't have to make effort to make guna. You'll just go to guna. You won't be able to do good deeds. And if you eat halal, tayyib, good food, you won't be able to make guna, even if you want to. You'll get blocked off there. And you'll only do good. So if we spend our Ramadan correctly, which we were trying to explain for ourselves, for everyone, then we will see after Ramadan, it's just natural. So the result of how we spend Ramadan, it's not we got khilafat, for example. It's not that people are praising us so and so, mashallah, you should make so much ibadat, middle of the night. It will be now after Ramadan. And a person's character is not made out when things are going smoothly in your favor. Like here, in the Khanqa, to make ibadat, middle of the night, how many people are up? And so we just like in that environment, it's easy. But now when you're going to go in an environment where nobody is up, you're the only one, then it will show. Good character is not tested when you are with people with good character. Good character is tested when you are with people who got bad character. That is when you are tested whether you have got good character or not. Somebody is good to you, you good to him is a natural thing. You must be really bad if somebody is good to you and you are bad to him. Somebody is good to you, you good to him. But the test which the Quran Sharif stresses right through, the Hadith Sharif, somebody is bad to you, you be good to him. Itfa'i sayyah bil hasana. All the wrong what people do, you repel it with good. Somebody shows you bad character, you show him good character. So that is all what we had to imbibe in us in this month. And we had the whole opportunity of 30 days. If we did it, now you'll see, automatically. Just like we must work on namaz. After that, namaz will protect us. From gunas, namaz will protect us. Barakat in our life, namaz will bring barakat. We make our namaz correct. Like that, a person who made his Ramadan correct, the rest of the year will just go nicely for him. And Allah's help also comes. We are weak people. So inshallah, Allah won't test us. He'll make it easy for us. But it is how we had spent our Ramadan. And that also is al-ibratu bil khawateen. The crux of the matter is how it comes to an end. We've got, looks at most probably only just few hours left. And how we do it, and the end of any amal should be with tawbah and istighfar. That Allah loves very much. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Afshar Sahab, rahmatullah, used to explain, the greatest ibadat is namaz. And the greatest teacher is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the greatest student was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. The greatest teacher taught the greatest ibadat to the greatest student. But at the end he taught him, read, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. You made namaz now. You are in the masjid, you are not in a cinema, you are not in some brothel or somewhere. But what is the dua? Oh Allah, I did a great, great wrong to me. Because nobody can do it properly. So if this comes naturally in us, Mubarak for those people. Who really from the bottom, we didn't fulfill the rites of Ramadan. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya sahab, wrote a letter to Mufti Taqi Usmani and Mufti Rafi Usmani. in that letter he wrote, amongst other things, he says, "Hamare akabir, our elders, sab kuch hote hue, apne aap ko kuch nahi samajhte the. They were perfect in everything. They reached the pinnacles of ilm, tawadu, knowledge, akhlaq, ibadat, every. They were masters. They reached the pinnacle, but they regarded themselves as nothing. So that is how, if that comes naturally to a person, we unfortunately, we do nothing and we think we are everything. And we expect people to also treat us like that, that we big buzurgs, especially like those who got khilafat. If that comes in, a little bit of pride comes, then we are completely destroyed. If we think that now we are somebody and we got khilafat, etc. So in order to spend Ramadan, I spent 40 days in the Khanqah. I spent 30 days, 10 days I spend there. I spend my time very well. Others used to be sleeping, but me, I should be up. Others should be busy eating, but me, I was in my ibadah. If that comes in us, then unfortunately, it's not a good sign. But if we feel, and if it's natural, that I didn't buzurgani deen, after Ramadan, for half of the year, they should cry to Allah, we didn't spend Ramadan correctly. And the next half, they should start preparing for the next Ramadan. And this also is a natural thing. If a person really feels sincerely that I didn't do what I was supposed to do, then he knows the value of Ramadan. And he saw other people, how they spend their Ramadan. Then he will, next year's Ramadan will be much better. His Ramadan, this past one, was also very good. But he feels it was nothing. I spoiled my Ramadan. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And he cries for it for 6 months. And the other 6 months he starts preparing. Next year's Ramadan, how much better won't he spend it? So that should be our attitude. When we go home, then wherever we are, Maulana Muhammad Kapodri, the son of Maulana Abdullah Kapodri, who was the principal of Tarkeshwar Madrasa, many students still around also. Anyway, he spent 1 year with Hazraji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in the Khanqah in Jalalabad. At the end, Hazraji was traveling here in Gujarat making safar. They came to his town also, his village. And from there he was going to separate from Hazraji. So Hazraji told him that, see, people are going to ask you, you stayed 1 year with Hazraji, what did you learn? So you give them this one answer, don't ask me what I learned, see what I am. See my actions, see how my behavior is. That is what I learned. So if we also, not a matter of today lot also, especially with regard to marifat of Allah. Anyone can speak. Scientists, non-believers, the way they will explain about the ants, about the bees, about the stars, all that, the lot they've got, but they are not even Muslims. So talking about is not marifat. Marifat is that when you raise up your hands, the greatness of Allah is in front of you. When you take something, as your hand goes, automatically Bismillah comes on your tongue. But unfortunately, the vast majority of us, the beginning of meals, no Bismillah also. It should just be a natural thing. And we don't put anything in our mouth until we feel satisfied that this is not only halal, but halal and tayyiban. And we realize that any of our meat, blood that will be produced in the body, which will be from haram, there is no other place for it but the fire of Jahannam. So how can I do this? The fire of Jahannam, how terrible it is. One place Allah explained, لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ. The clouds of fire above them and beneath them. They will be sandwiched in fire. Where we can't take one flame, a little bit heat we can't take. Sometimes the hot water comes up from the tap too hot. We can't tolerate that. And it's not, we can manage it, but it's uncomfortable. It's too hot. How are we going to manage to be in the flames? And this we should not think it's for other people. If I have to die without iman, that will be my condition. My wife, if she has to die without iman, my children, if they are going to such environment, if they lose their iman, if they start believing in Darwin's theory of evolution, no matter how they come for namaz, they go in jamaat also, But if they have got their doubts and they believe in the theory of evolution, this will happen to them. How can we tolerate it? We can't take it. So that consciousness must come into him, into us. And the people of Jahannam, another place Allah says, Hudu, Fagullu, Thummal Jahima, Faswallu. Catch hold of him, tie him up, throw him into the fire of Jahannam. And that can be me. We have to have that fear. And another place, Allah Ta'ala says that they will be having collars of that the heads can't move. They will be fastened like that. And they will be fastened in chain. And then they will be dragged in boiling water. And then thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. How many places? For who is this in the Quran Sharif? Is it for those who read the Quran? Not those who don't read. We must take it is for me who reads the Quran. This is my address to me. And at the same time, the address of all the beautiful descriptions of Jannat also. Ya ibadi, la khawfun alaykum wa la antum tahzanun. Alladhina amanu bi ayatina wa kanu muslimin. Udkhulul jannata antum wa azwajukum tuhbarun. Yutafu alayhim bi sihafin min dhahabin wa akwab. وفيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وأنتم فيها خالدون وتلك الجنة التي أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون لكم فيها فاكهة كثيرة منها تأكلون. What the names of Jannah. So this should spur us on. So when we go out of earth, yeah, we are not gone out of the Quran, we are not gone out of our Islam. We are gone out of the etiquette, we are gone out of the masjid. But that whole it must be still with us. Still we should carry on with our namazes properly. When we are back home, make sure that our namazes with jamaat, we don't compromise on that. With takbir-e-ula, people will see this change has come. Before he was lax in his namaz. He wasn't so keen, but now he doesn't want to miss his takbir-e-ula. He makes sure he's there. And not only takbir-e-ula, the sunnat-e-mu'akkada, sunnat-e-ghair-mu'akkada, before the namaz, that also he makes sure. By azan time he's there already. So then the people will see a difference. With our wife, if we have this angelic qualities, which was we had to pick them up in this Ramadan. The wife will say that he's a farishta now. He's like a lamb now. That he's so sweet now. How he was before. How he used to just come by before he enters the door, he's screaming. He's screaming the roof down. And he's shouting from there already. He just parked the car in the garage and from there he's shouting already. All that now he's like a lamb. If we had spent our Ramadan correctly, they will see it. Who we were working for at our jobs. If they see now, we're not wasting time on the cell phone. We're not wasting time talking around. We're properly doing our work. They will be impressed that this person, he brought deen in his life. And now what a good worker he is. I don't have to monitor him. He will monitor my other workers for me. And we will tell all our other workers also, you also go to Khanka again. Go there, and because you'll see I will give you paid leave, and I will pay your airfare also, but you go, and you go and spend your time. If this had come into us, then that will be the dawah. But if we were such, we came here, we spend our time, and we are negligent of namaz. Like, unfortunately, our students, especially the young boys, we commonly have this complaint. From home, the parents phoned that our boy was there in the Darul Uloom. We expected that he will be up for Fajr. And he'll be taking all his siblings, and be encouraged, but he's sleeping. After Fajr, the whole family is reading Quran. We're expecting him to read, but he's sleeping. He doesn't read Quran Sharif. So yeah, also, it shouldn't be like that. When people expect now from us that we are up early, all our character is correct. Our food we are particular about. All our business dealings, we make sure that we don't, none of our business dealings are dubious. And many of us, we are like pious, but we are engaged in some business dealings which are dubious, which are doubtful, funny types. And now presently, with all the different kinds of opportunities, even Muslims are engrossed in what kinds of business. that money, how can it be halal? What were different types of business? So we should find out from the mufti. So the Ramadan, now till the end also, still let us make a lot of tawbah in istighfar on the basis, and if it comes naturally, that is what it should be. But if it doesn't, make it, force it upon ourselves. Just like we tell the students also, that some are just naturally born imams. When they make imamate, they do it perfectly. They don't need training in it. Some are natural orators. They give bayan. And they just naturally, they give very good bayan. And others are not. But some practicing, they also become. They won't perhaps be as proficient as those, but they also become good imams. If the person who has got that interest. So we, if naturally we pick up all the qualities of Ramadan, then we will be farishtas. Which Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that if you spend your life like Ramadan, your mort will come like Eid. Like that. Not only here in the people, but when our mort will come, Maulana Sayyid Abul Hassan An-Nadawi Rahmatullah Ali, when he, 27th of Ramadan, he prepared for Jummah, ghusl, clean clothes, everything. He told his khadims that, give me Quran Sharif, I want to read Surah Kahf. But it happened by Allah's order. He opened Surah Yasin. And he was reading, and he didn't pay attention that I'm reading Surah Yasin, I'm not reading Surah Kahf. Anyway, when he came to the ayat, Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. Salam, peace, a word from your Rabb, who is most merciful. He just passed away. If mort comes like that to a person, so how we spend our life, mort will come like that. How many people, how beautiful their mort comes. So we also, not for the people, let us, more our concern, my mort, my akhirat. It's not yet at what legacy we are going to leave. It is more what we are going to face in the qabr. When we go there, then, the people of the dunya all ask, what did he leave behind? And there the farishtas ask, what did you bring? What did you send forward? And what you left behind, they're just going to fight and swear you and pass some funny remarks about you, and it's finished. They will just squander that money. But what you did for your akhirat, how much you send there, and in there, it's Allahu Akbar. We have our people who look after our finances. They invest it, they make it grow, it becomes more and more. Our investment with Allah, Allah also makes it grow. If a person invests part of a khajur, not a whole khajur, part of a khajur he gave in the path of Allah, Allah Ta'ala increases it and builds it, it becomes like the Mount Ohad. A small half a khajur, piece of a khajur, and Allah makes it, it becomes like the Mount of Ohad. So we must do what we can and for our akhirat, and keep our akhirat in mind. Dunya's life is going to come to an end. Some people will speak some good about us, others will speak bad about us, and in any case, all of them will be, it will come to an end. No, nobody will even speak to us. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. There are those people whose qabrs are now such that nobody thinks about them also. Their qabrs have fallen in. Nobody cares about them. No isali sawa for them. Your great, great, great grandfather. Who of us make isali sawa for our fathers also? And then grandfather, perhaps sometimes we make. But our grandfather, great grandfather, we never think about them also. Then Allah says, I take over. Now I look after those people who are now, nobody is there for them. Nobody thinks about them. I look after those people. So if we make and we think, that will be our condition. People are going to talk for a few days about us. And after that, it's finished. And then that life is forever and ever. That is what we must prepare for. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us the tawfiq to have that vision all the time in front of us. Yeah, in the Khanqa also, when we go from here also, my akhirat. And Allah has given us the opportunity now in this dunya's life that the train of akhirat is carrying on, it's moving. We are on the platform of dunya. And in this platform of dunya, different occasions come. Sometimes some difficult conditions, like on the road, you get sometimes potholes, sometimes uneven roads, Sometimes you get the police have made, put a block traffic. They checking up on the cars, passing all these things. In the journey of Akhirat also we are passing this. And that is not what we must focus on. Our train is moving, we have to fill in our train. If we're letting it go empty, it will go empty. If we fill it up with snakes and fire and scorpions, that is what will go. And if we do it with gardens, good amal, tilawat, zikr, and at the end when the train, the last coach, we'll have to jump in. And the first stop of the train will be the qabr. And then whatever we had sent forward ourselves, we will find it there in the qabr. If we did our righteous deeds, we will find all that waiting for us there. And if we let it go empty, it will be empty. If we filled it up with ghibat and backbiting, slandering people, missing namazes, being lax in namaz, not observing parda, our food, we weren't concerned what we eat. If that is what we send, then that is what we will get. When the month of Ramadan comes, the coaches are much more bigger, much more space in them, and more we can fill it. If that also we let it go empty, or we are filling that up, or even in the month of Ramadan, we are in i'tikaf here, and we are watching videos, porn, etc. What are we filling in our train of Akhirah? And each one is, we are going to find what we have sent. In our namaz, what thoughts we are getting. All that we are putting into our train all the time. So we have to prepare for that eternal journey of Akhirah, which is coming to each one of us. And when we will be in the qabr, when reality will open, as it is said, I can kick myself in my back, we'll be so sorry that what opportunities we had, how easy it was to acquire Akhirah, how much we could have acquired, and I just wasted my time. And I didn't do, I was told of it, reminded of it over and over, but I didn't take heed. In fact, it will be told to the people of Jahannam, didn't some warner come to you? Didn't somebody come and tell you? Didn't the book of Allah, the kitab, come to you? They will say, Bala, yes, it came, but we didn't pay attention. And then there we will be sorrowful. And that is not, that sorrow is not going to help us. Yeah, we feel a little remorse of the gunas we committed. Just one tear drop like the head of a fly comes out. Allah puts out the whole fire of Jahannam for us. There a person will cry and it will make his tears will get finished. He'll cry tears of pus. They will get finished. Tears of blood, and so much that it will come to his ankles, to his knees, to his waist. So much he will cry, but it won't help him. It won't move the mercy of Allah one bit. Yeah, in this world, a little bit. And so much so, Allah says, if you can't cry, make your face like a crying person. In other words, Allah is prepared to accept our fraud also. And Allah is telling us, you just make your face like a crying person. That also I will accept. And still if we don't do, and we don't turn to Allah, we'll have no one else to blame but ourselves. And a person on the day of Qiyamah will eat his fingers till the wrist, and some right up to the elbow, but it won't help him anything. And literally it will happen. Yeah, in this world, sometimes when a person, something takes him, he bites his finger. And he bites it so bad he has to go for a treatment hospital. Blood came out, the marks of the teeth are there. In that excitement, whether it was something he was excited, how many people just because the goal was scored, because the team won, they jump like mad, and how they behave. And how many people, somebody passes away, and they tear their clothes, pull their hair out on such occasion. So there, what will it be? This is the opportunity Allah give me, give us all tawfiq to prepare for that. And still this last moment, how much tawbah, istighfar we make. And the famous dua, La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi min al-nar. Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afuwa, fa'afu anna. Allah, subhanallah.